The Kindness of Christmas by Arnold A. Ogeese, publisher and senior editor. Christmas means different things to different people. For most, it is a time to get together with family and loved ones. Folks will travel long distances to be home for Christmas, children away at school, parents longing to see their children, grandparents for whom this might be the only opportunity during the year to get together with everyone. They will willingly endure crowded airports, snowstorms, or challenging cross-country travel so they can enjoy the warmth and comfort of family and share memories of long-ago times. For the children, it is the toys, looking forward to Christmas morning so they can see what has been left for them under the Christmas tree, while adoring parents look on, hoping that their choices have hit the mark. But there are those of us for whom the season still resonates with the message of salvation, the good news that the Lord Jesus Christ was born, and the comfort that message brings. Christmas time brings with it a special sense of caring, of kindness, of wanting to reach out to others, to share with those less fortunate than us, especially the children. Some host dinners for the needy, toy drives, so that every child will wake up on Christmas morning with a special gift, in spite of their circumstances. There are those who adopt families for Christmas, taking on the responsibility of attending to many of the family's needs over the holidays. That is the kindness of Christmas. Many of us have such stories of times when we were in need and others showed up for us, of times when, as new immigrants, we were alone and missing home when someone knocked on our door to bring us cheer and to warm our hearts with their friendship. There are those of us who might have become jaded over the years, burdened down with our own sorrow, our own loss, our own displacement, and our hearts break for you. But you don't have to be alone. Seek out community. Seek out friends who might not be aware of your situation. Be proactive. There is a lot to enjoy and to share during this holiday season. Don't allow the darkness to overcome you. As wealthy as our country is, as advanced as we might be, there are still so many of us who are falling through the cracks, who are being left behind, who are not able to share in our success as a nation. To reach out to them must be a challenge for all of us as we face the new year. While our political leaders focus on their vanity projects, which will only bring glory to themselves, our parks fill up with the tents of the poor. The numbers of our neighbors needing assistance from the food banks rise, and so many among us are unable to meet their daily needs. We can do better. We have to do better. As we celebrate Christmas and look forward to the new year, let us commit ourselves to be more compassionate. Let us be more outward-looking and find ways to make a positive difference in our community and in our nation. May I take this opportunity to wish our loyal readers, advertisers, friends, and supporters a very Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. There is no us without you.